Welcome to Torah Yemecha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in the memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we'll continue our discussion on inner connection. We've been learning that inner connection comes from the synthesis of body and soul. But what blocks that connection? Revolba and Ali Shore offers a deep and fundamental insight based on a Gemara in Shabbos, 105b. The Gemara describes how the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, operates. Hamikarei begadav b'chamaso, v'hameshaver kelav b'chamaso, yehei be'enecha ke'oved avodazara. Someone who tears his clothes or breaks things in anger, etc., is considered as if he serves avodah zarah. He worships idols. The Gemara learns this from the verse, Lo yehiyeh becha el zar. There should not be a strange god within you. It explains that this el zar, this foreign god inside a person, is the yetzer hara, the evil inclination. So the Yetzer Hara is an El Zar whose job is to lead to Avodah Zarah. The root of both of these words is Zar. And Revolba explains that the Yetzer Hara, the El Zar, is the force of Zarus, of disconnection inside of a person. It's an inner force that distances us from ourselves. Let's try to understand how that works. So imagine a colleague criticizes you at work. Without thinking, you snap back with a sarcastic comment. It's automatic. You don't pause to feel what's really going on inside. Maybe under your annoyance, you're really embarrassed, or maybe you're hurt or worried. But in that moment, you don't really know how you feel. You just react. You're not connected to yourself. That's Zarus, a reactive, fear-based mindset. It could be coming from fear of pain, of failure, of rejection. And sometimes it might not be fear, but it's actually a pull toward comfort and pleasure. You know, that instinct to avoid discomfort at all costs. This fear or pleasure reactivity pulls us outside of ourselves. In fact, Revolba explains that every negative midah contains an element of zaras, every negative character trait. Contains an element of disconnection. So take anger, the Gemara's example. When someone is really furious, they often do things they never do in a calm state. And later on, they'll say, I don't know what came over me. I wasn't myself. Exactly. In that moment, they were misaligned and disconnected from who they truly are. Another aspect of the disconnection is that anger also hides what's beneath it. Often softer emotions like hurt, fear, or shame. When I'm angry, I'm not in touch with that vulnerable part of me. I'm disconnected from my inner world, from the place where I can meet and care for my emotions with compassion instead of judgment. I actually had an experience with this myself recently. One night I was upset about something and it was, you know, running through my head on a loop, and then suddenly it clicked. Wait, I'm disconnected from myself. I'm so wrapped up in my frustration that I'm not really being with myself. And the moment I recognized that, I was able to shift from circling the problem in my mind to actually being present with what was going on inside. This kind of disconnection shows up with all negative midos, character traits. The Mishnah in Avos teaches, Kena taiva v'kavod motzien es ha'adam in ha'olam. Jealousy, desire, and the pursuit of honor take a person out of the world. Revolba explains that these traits take us out of our olam ha'pnimi, our inner world. So, let's bring this home. Are we connected to our inner world? Start paying attention to moments of disconnection in your day. Try to notice your behaviors, your emotional states. Are you reaching for a snack when you're not hungry, but something's bothering you? Are you mindlessly scrolling after a stressful interaction? Did you snap at someone and then feel, that's really not who I want to be? Those are signs of disconnection. So don't judge them. Just notice them. Say to yourself, wow, that's interesting. You may not know what's underneath right away, but awareness is the first step toward connection. Tomorrow, we'll explore how to begin moving from Zaras, disconnection, to the Olam HaYedidas, the world of connection. Thank you for joining me.